Hello. Welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. There are a number of different trading strategies that investors can keep in their trading arsenal. One such strategy is called backspreads. And on today's show, we're going to discuss how to use them and why an investor may want to consider them. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's get this conversation started about backspreads. Here with me today is Todd Rich, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Boston Options Exchange. Todd, glad to see you here today.
Thank you for having me back, Joe.
Todd, what's your background in the options industry?
I started in the industry in 1993. I traded on the floor for 9 years. And then for the last 8 years, I've been working for the exchanges as doing sales, marketing, and options education.
Well, that's great. Now let's delve right into today's topic. What exactly is a backspread? How do they work?
A backspread, and there's two different types. There's a call backspread and there's a put backspread. But it's a strategy that an investor would use if they're anticipating a breakout move in the underlying in either direction, or if they were looking for an increase in implied volatility.
Okay. Now, as with most trading strategies, there are distinctions between the preferred stock movement of the callback spread versus the putback spread. Can you elaborate?
All right. And as I mentioned, there's the callback spread, the putback spread, and you're looking for a breakout move in the underlying. A callback spread is a bullish strategy where the investor sells one call and simultaneously purchases two calls of the same underlying security and the same expiration date, but at a higher strike.
And he or she's net long calls then.
Right. And that's the premise, is that your net position is you're long more options, you're long more calls than you're short.
So that's why it's bullish.
And that's why it's bullish. You're looking for the stock to make a breakout move to the upside.
How about, give me an example.
All right. So we're going to go back to our wonderful XYZ Corporation, and let's assume the stock is currently trading for $48 a share, and an investor is anticipating a substantial move to the upside. What the investor could do is he could sell one XYZ July 50 call and simultaneously purchase two of the XYZ July 55 calls. Now they're going to have to pay a premium for the 55 calls, but they're going to offset the cost of these calls by collecting the premium from selling the 50 call. So in the end, this position, you have limited risk, but you have unlimited profit potential if the stock were to make a breakout move to the upside.
And that unlimited profit potential comes from the fact that you're long options.
Right. It comes from the fact that you're long more options than you're short. And what you've ultimately done is you have purchased options, and you've financed the purchase of those options with the sale of another option.
Okay, now it sounds to me like The choosing of strike prices is important. In this example, you talked about the 50-55. Could an investor do the 45-50 or even the 55-60? How do you decide?
Right. And that would be up to the investor to determine, you know, what premium level you're going to pay for the calls you're buying and what premium level you're going to collect for the call that you're selling. In our example, we just chose one where the stock was trading 48 and we chose the 50-55, but certainly the investor could do the 45-50. It just, you know, the cost of executing that transaction would be different.
Very good. How about the put-back spread?
All right. Now, we had mentioned that a back spread is looking for a breakout move. While the callback spread is one looking for the breakout move to the upside, if an investor is bearish and is looking for a downside movement in the underlying, they could use a put-back spread where the investor sells one put and then simultaneously purchases two puts, again, of the same underlying security with the same expiration date, but at a lower strike price.
All right, Todd, well, walk me through an example of a putback spread.
Okay. Again, we're going to go back to our stock XYZ, and an investor believes that stock, and we'll go back to, is currently trading for $48 a share. The investor thinks the stock is going to make a substantial downside move, so they could use a putback spread. Here, the investor could sell one XYZ July 45 put and simultaneously buy two XYZ July 40 puts. Now, again, the investor's going to have to pay the premium to own those 40 puts, but the investor is going to offset the cost of those puts by selling the 45 put and collecting the premium on that 45 put. Now, this position has limited risk, because again, you're long more options than you're short, so your risk is definable, and it has substantial profit potential if the stock were to make a substantial move to the downside or there were an increase in implied volatility.
Got it. Now, it is always important for investors to keep in mind that risk that you're referring to and the rewards as well. Can you tell our listeners what they should focus on and keep in mind?
All right, and we've sort of touched on this a little bit. The back spread involves concurrently and simultaneously owning and being both long and short options. However, with either a call back spread or a put back spread, the investor has purchased more options than they've sold. And because they've purchased more options than they've sold, they actually own volatility.
So volatility, that is another aspect of the back spreads that we should be considering with regards to risk and rewards. How do we manage that volatility component?
All right. An investor definitely needs to consider the impact of implied volatility on the back spread position. An increase in implied volatility will increase the premium levels of the options. A decrease in implied volatility will decrease the premium levels on the options.
And generally speaking, these are long volatility spreads because we're long options.
That is correct. I mean, you own more options than you're short. So in the back spread strategy, since you're net long options, if the implied volatility were to change, you're going to experience some type of mark-to-market profit or loss on the strategy prior to expiration. Now, if volatility were to go up, investor may want to consider go ahead and liquidate the position. You've made a profit. You've done well. You were a buyer of volatility. Volatility went up and you were able to sell it and make a profit. If you were only concerned about the directional move and volatility were to go down, while the investor may have been able to put the position on at a more favorable price, you know, the whole concept of the back spread was you were looking for a substantial move, a breakout to the upside or the downside, while a decrease in volatility is going to hurt the price that you put the position on, you still could be right on direction, and that's maybe what the investor is looking for.
Todd, that's really some great information. Thanks very much. That's actually all the time we have for today, but I want to thank you again for joining us on the show. Todd conducts seminars on behalf of the OIC, so be sure to check him out when he comes to a town near you. Also, if you have any options-related questions, visit our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show, so you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter as well. We would love to hear how we are doing, so email me at options@theocc.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.